2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Tuesday, May 25th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City, 68 degrees.
A rollover crash causing emergency traffic on I-80. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, Western Davis County is one of the fastest growing spots in one of the fastest growing states. And now a new highway will keep people from sitting in traffic for hours. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
This spot in West Layton will be part of a four-lane, 16-mile highway by the year 2023, the West Davis Highway. Senate President Stuart Adams is a fifth-generation Layton resident.
We get to look beyond it'll affect our quality of life, but it will affect generations to come.
UDOT Executive Director Carlos Bracera says they started working on this in the year 2001.
This is big, and big things are difficult to do, but big things happen when good people get together.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Officials with Intermountain Healthcare are reminding everyone to stay safe this upcoming holiday weekend if you plan on doing some outdoor recreation. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
The reminder comes as Intermountain Healthcare hospitals have seen nearly a 10% increase in trauma-related incidents this year. Jason Kitchen of Lehigh was involved in a serious mountain biking accident last month in southern Utah.
I'm on my way to go pick my bike up off the ground, and that's when I felt this really sharp pain in my leg.
As it turns out, he had a serious laceration to his inner thigh. A nearby off-duty St. George police dispatcher was thankfully able to help him out until he made it to the hospital. This weekend, health officials are reminding everyone to wear the proper safety equipment and also communicate with friends and family so they know where you'll be at all times. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
New fire restrictions announced for southern Utah in areas including Washington, Kane, Garfield, Iron, and Beaver counties. Some of the rules include no campfires outside of maintained campgrounds and no fireworks outside city limits. Also, no campfires allowed in Zion National Park. Fire officials say extreme drought has them very concerned about this summer's fire season. KSL's top national stories this hour. Gunshots in Minneapolis at George Floyd Square. ABC's Alex Brochet ducking for cover while reporting on the events planned to commemorate Floyd's death 1 year ago.
Representing the 9 minutes and 29 seconds that Derek Chauvin knelt on George Floyd's neck. But hold on.
Go, go, go.
He and his crew moved to safety. No confirmation by Minneapolis police on if there were any injuries or if there was an intended target. We'll continue to watch this story as it develops and bring you the very latest. Many cities are still trying to figure out what policing will look like moving forward. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Like many cities, Denver is working to reshape its police department. City officials have a new plan, and a separate community-wide task force is out with a list of 112 recommendations, among them doing away with most traffic stops. The task force wants computers to catch those who are breaking the law.
Using automated enforcement, license plate.
But traffic enforcement cameras are controversial as well and have been knocked down by many courts. A group wants civilians to respond to traffic accidents. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Other national stories KSL is following. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the West Bank today meeting with leaders in Israel and the state of Palestine.
The United States will be moving forward with the process to reopen our consulate
in Jerusalem.
The consulate general in Israel's capital was shuttered on the directive of President Trump. The first meeting between President Biden and Russia's president will take place next month in Europe. ABC's Karen Travers has details.
President Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva, Switzerland on June 16th. The White House says in a statement the two leaders will discuss, quote, the full range of pressing issues as the Biden administration moves to, quote, restore predictability and stability to the U.S.-Russia relationship. This will be the third stop on President Biden's first trip overseas. He's attending the G7 World Leader Summit in the United Kingdom and then traveling to Brussels for a NATO summit. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A West Valley man was arrested overnight, accused of shooting a handgun into the air and into the ground outside his house. Police set up a perimeter around the house near 1600 West and 2400 South and evacuated neighbors. But the man complied when he was contacted by police and said he just wanted to fire some rounds. Police also noted the man had been drinking. Hillcrest High School will be torn down at the end of the school year, and students and teachers are looking back. Dr. Brian Bentley spoke to the alumni this weekend after teaching at the school for three decades.
I can't tell you how much of a blessing it's been in my life to work with you and to work in this community.
The finishing touches are being put on the new school that will be ready in the fall. Coming up on KSL, airports are filling up, but not everyone is a good passenger. Plus, we do have emergency traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
It's a rollover crash westbound on I-80 after 2300 east. It's blocking a left lane, causing delays back to the mouth of Parley's. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Steer clear of the Memorial Day backups. Get special triple team traffic updates starting at noon, both Thursday and Friday. It's on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
UCCU makes it easy to open a home equity line of credit with no closing costs, and they're doing it faster than ever before.
And there are so many wonderful things about opening a home equity line of credit or HELOC at UCCU. The first thing is, for a limited time, UCCU is offering HELOCs with an introductory rate of less than 1%, 0.99% APR for 6 months, and just 3.5% variable thereafter.
And right now, UCCU will deliver your HELOC in record time with an electronic appraisal that can determine the current value of your home instantly and, most importantly, accurately.
This new appraisal system at UCCU delivers this home appraisal faster than ever before. It's a big advantage in this busy housing market where scheduling an appraisal can take a long time.
And by the way, if you already have a HELOC, just bring it to UCCU for a larger credit limit and, I'm going to guarantee it, a lower rate.
You can fill out an easy application right on your phone or computer, or you can stop by any UCCU branch.
Go to uccu.com. UCCU. You're going to love where you bank.
The sun is hanging in the sky ready to set. Blankets are spreading out across the cool grass. A slight mountain breeze can be felt as picnic baskets begin to open. It's the Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival. And you're invited to escape into the music. This year's season includes Cool in the Gang, the magical music of Harry Potter, Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, Kristen Chenoweth, and more, all performing live with the Utah Symphony. And back by popular demand, Utah favorite The Beach Boys are coming to help close out the festival. Beat the heat, break out of the routine, and escape into the music. July 2nd through August 7th in Park City. Tickets are on sale now at DeerValleyMusicFestival.org.
Live performances by the Utah Symphony are back at Abravanel Hall. See the full concert calendar and get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
I'm meteorologist Kevin Eubank. Listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story this half hour. Construction on a new highway in Davis County getting underway today. The West Davis Highway is expected to be finished in 2023 in West Layton. We've heard about a lot of shortages this year, and here's another one. Public swimming pools across the country say they are having a hard time hiring enough lifeguards. In some states, pool operators have had to reduce their hours and cut back on swimming lessons. Airlines say demand is booming for seats on planes, and that means the industry is playing catch-up. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Air travel numbers are exploding. On Sunday of this week, U.S. airports screened 90% of numbers seen in 2019 before the pandemic. Airlines and the TSA are trying to race back to pre-pandemic staffing levels. Acting TSA Administrator Darby LaJoy.
Since January, TSA has hired over 3,000 employees.
He's reminding people returning to air travel that no matter what their local rules are, masks are still required in all airports and on planes. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The FAA says more passengers are acting out on flights than ever before. In a typical year, the Federal Aviation Authority says it would see about 100 to 150 cases of bad behavior on planes. Since the start of the year, the number has jumped to 1,300, even with fewer people on flights. Most of the arguments center around wearing masks while on board. We do have an emergency traffic situation. Let's get the very latest on your drive. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
This is a rollover crash. Possible injuries, although medics have already left the scene. Westbound I-80 after 2300 East. They are still blocking a left lane of traffic, and that's what's causing the big backups to the mouth of Parley's Canyon. Now, on the eastbound side, we have delays as well near the accident site, and that's because crews worked the scene from that side as well, and they had blocked off a left lane. Those delays are starting to ease, but you're still going to see a little bit of slowing just in that immediate area, passing 13th East and approaching 2300 East. But again, the big delays are on the westbound side of I-80 due to the rollover prior to 1300 East. Diamond Rental has the equipment for your next project, from cutoff saws to excavators and everything in between. Diamond's 11 locations have the equipment and the expertise you need to get your job done. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on the forecast.
Warm, breezy day with increasing clouds today as a cold front is approaching the state. We'll see temperatures getting up to about 79, about 80 this afternoon. Now, tomorrow, a cold front moves in later tonight with occasional showers. Tomorrow, 72 for high, partly cloudy. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Thanks, Brett. Mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City and 69 degrees. Coming up on Utah's New News, we have a popular camping holiday coming up, but where can you actually get a spot in Utah to pitch a tent? We'll find out up next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news. My husband loves to make me breakfast. This morning he made me scrambled eggs with delicious pepper jack cheese that we got this week in our order from Imperfect Foods. Imperfect is an online grocer that gathers fresh, imperfect, or excess groceries right from farmers and producers. Not only does that reduce food waste, but they pass the savings to me. But Imperfect also offers a variety of healthy and organic items like the delicious Mayocos Pepper Jack cheese that I had for breakfast this morning. It's made with oat milk and garbanzo beans. Imagine that, cheese that's not only yummy, but made from plants. They've also found ways to use upcycled ingredients or byproducts that would normally go to waste. My kids love Imperfect's upcycled chocolate chip cookies that are made from okara flour, which comes from the pulp of organic soybeans that are left over from the process of making soy milk. Imperfect is not only saving our planet's precious resources, but it's making my life easier by delivering my groceries right to my doorstep and saving me money at the same time. You can save money, too, by using the code SLC. Use the code SLC right now. You will get 20% off your first four orders, up to $80 in total savings at imperfectfoods.com.
It's news on the half hour. State government is still in debate over the latest bills.
Wait. You've got to hear this. Homie Loans is here. Yes, Homie Loans. And they are on a mission to save you money. Plus, with a fast and easy process, you can get your loan in record time. Refi or buy? Look to Homie Loans for simplified lending and the best mortgage rates around. Get started at homieloans.com.
Homie Loans is an equal housing lender. NMLS 1016597.
Listen, I don't have much free time, and I'm really not sure what I would do if I did. You could say that having a bucket list is on my bucket list, but I do deserve to enjoy a piece of luxury, so I drive a Cadillac.
Cadillac owners have changed. The luxury hasn't. Visit Jerry Seiner Cadillac for a test drive today at 1530 South 500 West in Salt Lake or online at jerryseinercadillac.com. Experience the Seiner difference.
Cycling is a low-impact exercise that offers plenty of health benefits. It can increase your metabolism, build muscle, ease feelings of stress, and improve your balance, posture, and coordination. Cycling is often considered a great opportunity to travel, but in many people's lives, cycling is not safe. Bike Utah wants to change that. They provide programs like the Youth Best program that teaches more than 3,000 Utah kids each year how to cycle safely. Additionally, they are helping Utah communities build 1,000 new miles of family-friendly bike paths. Cycling in Utah is becoming easier due to the networks of bike lanes, paths, and trails that allow everyone to ride. Their vision is for the resources to be accessible to everyone. You can help Bike Utah's goal of building better communities through cycling by participating in Bike Month events happening during the month of May. Visit bikeutah.org to find more information and to participate. That's bikeutah.org. Select Health recognizes active transportation support of Bike Utah as another example of how Utah gives back.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first. Western Davis County is one of the fastest growing spots in one of the fastest growing states, and a new highway will keep people from sitting in traffic for hours. Second, officials with Intermountain Healthcare are reminding everyone to stay safe this upcoming holiday weekend if you plan to do outdoor recreation. They say that they have seen an increase of 10% in trauma-related injuries. And third, it's our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
Emergency traffic due to a crash westbound I-80 after 2300 East, blocking the left lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Increasing clouds, winds, and temperatures. I'm Brett Benson.
And right now, 69 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden meeting members of George Floyd's family today at the White House, marking 1 year since Floyd's death while in police custody and continuing calls for police reform. In Minneapolis, along with tributes and a moment of silence at the site of Floyd's murder, sounds of gunfire today.
38th Street in Chicago in Minneapolis is a site of memorials to mark the death of George Floyd, but those memorials were interrupted by what's believed to have been gunfire in the area. ABC News journalist Alex Prochet was in the middle of a report when the apparent shots could be heard.
That Derek Chauvin knelt on George Floyd's neck. But hold on.
Go, 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 go.
He and his crew moved to safety. It's not clear if there were any injuries from the gunfire. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The makers of Moderna vaccine announcing findings of its latest trial.
Moderna said its COVID-19 vaccine was 100% effective in 12 to 17-year-olds with no safety concerns. Moderna's vaccine is currently authorized for those 18 and older. The company said it would apply early next month to the FDA for emergency use authorization in younger people. It would give adolescents a second vaccine option after Pfizer.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. On Capitol Hill, Dr. Anthony Fauci fielding questions on the Wuhan lab in China.
Representative Andy Harris of Maryland questioned Dr. Anthony Fauci about funding research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Dr. Fauci responding, saying the U.S. does send funds to the lab, but only for sanctioned purposes.
All of the research that comes out of that was done with the appropriate oversight and guidelines that have to do with fetal tissue research.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says determining the origins of COVID-19 is up to an international investigation led by the WHO and not the U.S. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Utah's camping areas are filling up ahead of the Memorial Day weekend. Devin Chavez with Utah State Parks tells KSL News Radio's David Dujanovic there are areas with reservations still open.
You know, I hate saying the word avoid, but I do understand what you're saying, especially with it being a holiday weekend. There are places that traditionally get slammed, and, you know, state parks are no exception, especially with the huge boom in recreation that we've seen this last year. Obviously, the bigger, the more popular reservoirs, some of which you've already mentioned, like Sand Hollow, Jordanelle, Willard Bay, Dead Horse Point, and Deer Creek, just to name a few. You can imagine that those more popular crown jewels of the state park system are going to be quite busy. And quite frankly, they're very likely going to be busy for much of the year, not only just this weekend. So we're encouraging folks to branch out a little bit, maybe experience an area they haven't gone to before. Look at the Otter Creeks, maybe look at that water temperature. So Debbie, like you said, some of them are in the low 40s. So check those out. Schofield, Huntington's, Hiram's, those type of state parks. And, you know, like I said, they're still going to be a little busy, but they're not going to be as busy as those more larger areas. They're usually closer to metropolitan areas like Sand Hollow and Quail Creek, like you mentioned, are right there in that St. George area. Willard Bay and Georgianelle and all those are just right up here on the Wasatch Front and Wasatch Back. So you might need to go a little bit more into rural Utah, but that's part of the experience, getting the family in the car and going out somewhere and, you know, experiencing something new, some good old-fashioned American camping.
Now, Chavez also says many sites have become a hot commodity in the pandemic. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. We do have an emergency traffic situation. Ricky Meese has the latest.
If you're on the westbound side of I-80, be prepared for delays in the Sugar House area due to a rollover crash. It's after 2300 East, but before 1300 East. I hope that helps clarify it. It's blocking a left lane of traffic, and it is causing delays past the Foothill Junction, almost to the mouth of Parleys. And these are solid slowdowns. Now, we are seeing traffic moving much better on the eastbound side through that same area. But again, westbound I-80 prior to 1300 East, you're going to see the delays backed up there. The good news is the rest of the Salt Lake County freeways and on I-15, both directions between Ogden and Provo, we are looking at a nice and quiet drive. Laser light shows are back. Feel the music and take a cosmic ride at Clark Planetarium. Tickets available at clarkplanetarium.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the 7-day forecast with Brett Benson.
We got a couple days in the 70s to start our 7-day forecast, and then all 80s after that. So near 80 today with mostly cloudy skies. Cold front pushes through, and we're going to cool it down to 72 and partly cloudy on Wednesday. After that, low 80s Thursday, Friday with sunny skies, about 83 on Friday. 80 on Saturday and 82 on Sunday with partly cloudy skies. Memorial Day, 83 and partly cloudy.
Nice.
From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Mostly cloudy, 69 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Markets taking back some of yesterday's gains. We'll update your money news coming up next. KSL News Time, 1221.
Missing teeth and dentures come with all kinds of inconveniences. There's pain and discomfort from ill-fitting appliances, the messy glue, and an occasional embarrassing moment that you really don't need. All that can be fixed in one day at Stubbs Dental. In one day, you can toss your dentures and have a full set of functioning, permanent teeth that will take your life, your health, and your smile to a whole new place. Feel confident and love your smile once again. Stubbs Dental is Utah's leader in implant dentistry with an expert team of doctors and oral surgeons. And right now, get 20% off your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and a complimentary no-obligation consultation. Stubbs Dental will change your life permanently. To find out more about your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and locations, visit StubbsDental.com or call 385-337-4936. That's 385-337-4936.
I get a call from one of our Whipple Service Champion technicians. He's on a 3-year-old AC repair. He tells me, it's burnt out. I gotta see this. 3 years old? Good equipment installed properly and maintained the way we do it at Whipple Service Champions lasts 15 years plus. The most important day in the life of an AC system is the day it's installed. The second most important day is the day once a year when you have it properly maintained. A tune-up by a Whipple Service Champion doesn't cost you money, it makes you money. It extends the life of your equipment, increases efficiency, and reduces breakdowns. Isn't that what you want? People ask, how can you be sure with so many technicians that everyone does the job right? It's the Whipple Service Champion's systemized approach. Over 200 hours of training, certifications, checklists, and inspections. See the difference? Get our on special $44 AC tune-up. Call 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come air condition your home.
Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group and co-host of Stop Working, Start Living with KSL News Radio. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you could retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought possible? The things you could do, the loved ones you could spend time with, the memories that you could create. That's what our team at the New Millennium Group does. We'll walk you through the entire process every step of the way. If you'd like to get a copy of the 5-step proprietary plan that will help you retire 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible, give us a shout right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com. Listen, most of our listeners right now have a tax problem, not a money problem. There's not enough money in Social Security, Medicare as it is. Let us show you how you can significantly reduce your taxes. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370, or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
KSL News Time, 1224. Got a home to sell? You could make even more than you thought. Here's ABC's Daria Albinger.
It's been called the great reshuffling. People leaving higher cost housing markets on the East and West Coast for lower priced places in the heartland. Make that places that used to be lower priced. The Ohio Realtors Group says home prices shot up more than 20% in the Cincinnati area, with median prices heading close to $300,000. Chalk it up to supply and demand, with relatively few homes for sale and buyers taking advantage of low mortgage rates. Add to that rising prices for land and materials, so builders can't make money on lower cost homes. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money, it's sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Etsy is expanding its weapons ban, prohibiting the sale of all gun parts and accessories. The online marketplace has long prohibited the sale of weapons. A jersey worn by Kobe Bryant during his rookie season is the most expensive basketball jersey ever sold. It sold at auction for a whopping $3.69 million. The item is also autographed by Bryant. Staffing shortages are now impacting summer camps. Many camps are returning this summer but are dealing with a backlog of camp counselors from outside the U.S. Many camps rely on foreign workers who come on temporary visas. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 57 points, sitting at 34,338. S&P 500 down by 8. The NASDAQ, it's down by 5 points. A new zoo in Wisconsin is telling people not to worry. There's no snakes in any of its vending machines. What? Zoo education coordinator Angela Klosky said a false rumor spread on Facebook that a pregnant mama snake was living in a Pepsi machine.
All of the snakes that we have that are native to the area are totally harmless. And I can also say I have personally opened up all the machines. There is no sign of any sort of permanent settlement of snakes in the area.
Angela also says while some species of snakes do live in the area, they do not eat snacks or drink soda. We'll get you up to date on the drive. We do have an emergency traffic situation. Ricky Meese will have the latest coming up next.
A ton of us are wasting no time getting out of town this weekend. KSL is gearing up for all the Utah Griswold Smiths and Jepsons hitting the road
this Thursday and Friday.
Get triple team traffic updates
starting at noon.
Smooth that commute with KSL News Radio, Utah's all summer companion for news.
Like it or not, we have a new administration and changes are coming. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and one of Biden's key advisors is recommending an estate tax of 40%. You heard me right, 40%. Estate tax is a double tax, and if you're not prepared, your loved ones could be paying an additional 40% to the government. If you have investments or equity and you would rather it go to your spouse or kids instead of the government's pet projects, contact us today. Trajan Wealth is one of the few companies in the country to have financial planning and estate planning under one roof. Avoid paying 40% or more for estate tax. Most financial advisors are not qualified to help handle your estate at death. Trajan Wealth is. 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Estate claim services offered through Trajan Estate, LLC. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Utah. Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know, from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
And we do have emergency traffic. Let's get the very latest on your drive. Here's Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The rollover crash is still being cleared, but we are starting to see a slight improvement in the big backups. This is westbound I-80. As you're passing 2300 East, the left lane is still blocked. Now the stop-and-go delays are back to Foothill instead of the mouth of Parleys. But still, add an extra 5 to 10 minutes to get through that stretch. We also have a crash involving a motorcycle, and it's blocking all southbound lanes of traffic. Redwood Road at 8700 South in West Jordan. Then a crash with possible injuries called out State Street at 1800 South. Hurry in to Siegel Book today for their Memorial Day Week of Savings, where all clearance clothing is an extra 20% off. Select box neckties are just $4.99. Only at Siegel Book. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cold front is approaching northern Utah that will move in later tonight. In front of that, we have some increasing clouds, occasional showers, and breezy and warm conditions. Temperatures getting into the upper 70s, around 80 for an afternoon high today. Cooler on Wednesday, partly cloudy, 72. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Good afternoon. It is 12:30 at KSL News Radio. I'm Lindsay Arts in for Maria Chaleos this afternoon. KSL's top story this hour, police reform advocates say a lot has changed in the year following George Floyd's death, but many more changes still have to happen. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live in downtown Salt Lake City with more. Paul?
They are happy that the Nelson agency got into the name.
All right, it looks like we're having some audio connections with Paul, so we're going to get back to that story in just a minute. KSL's top national story this hour. Gunfire has been heard near the intersection in Minneapolis where Floyd died. People were gathered at the site today on the anniversary.
38th Street in Chicago in Minneapolis is the site of memorials to mark the death of George Floyd, but those memorials were interrupted by what's believed to have been gunfire in the area. ABC News journalist Alex Prochet was in the middle of a report when the apparent shots could be heard.
That Derek Chauvin knelt on George Floyd's neck, but... Hold on.
Go, go, go!
He and his crew moved to safety. It's not clear if there were any injuries from the gunfire. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Senator Chuck Schumer noting the anniversary of George Floyd's death on the Senate floor today, saying the video of his death launched a worldwide movement for anti-racism legislation.
This was not only a fight for justice for one man and his family, who I've had the privilege to meet with, but a fight against the discrimination that black men and women suffer at the hands of state power, not just here in America, but around the globe.
President Joe Biden is expected to meet with George Floyd's family today as well for the anniversary. The focus is intensifying in Southern California for whoever shot at another car, killing a six-year-old boy in a booster seat. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
The reward is going up for the capture of the shooter who opened fire in the road rage incident, the bullet going through the trunk of the car and hitting six-year-old Aiden Leos. Family members have a $50,000 reward up now being matched by Orange County Supervisor Don Wagner.
Maybe this is a little something we can do to help at least bring this person to justice and closure for this family.
The California Highway Patrol says it is following leads trying to figure out who fired. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Officials with Intermountain Healthcare are reminding everyone to stay safe this upcoming holiday weekend if you plan on doing some outdoor recreation. The message comes as Intermountain Healthcare hospitals have seen nearly a 10% increase in trauma-related incidents this year. Jason Kitchen of Lehigh was involved in a serious mountain biking accident last month in southern Utah.
After surgery is when I really learned how lucky I was to one, have a life, and two, to actually have a leg.
Kitchen sustained a serious laceration to his inner thigh, and a nearby off-duty St. George police officer dispatch is being credited with saving his life until paramedics could arrive. This upcoming weekend, officials are stressing the importance of having proper safety equipment and sharing your specific plans with family and friends. A group of GOP senators is preparing a $1 trillion counteroffer for the White House this week. Senator Wicker has signaled that Republicans will be moving in a big way toward the Biden administration's plan, hoping for a bipartisan deal. He's confirmed the price tag of the GOP proposal will be close to $8 trillion. Let's try to get back to our top story now on KSL News Radio. Let's check in with Paul Nelson, who's live in Salt Lake City. Paul? And it looks like we are. Oh, sorry. Paul, are you there now?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Sorry about that, Paul. Go ahead.
All right. Yes. Police reform advocates say a lot has changed in the year since George Floyd's death. They're happy that law enforcement agencies have stopped using the knee-neck method to detain someone, but they are also pleased that Salt Lake City is using less lethal rifles. But Black Lives Matter Utah President Lex Scott says they're still pushing for the passage of the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, which would do a lot to regulate dash cam and body cam footage. She also says that they're going to collect signatures for a ballot initiative that regulates independent oversight of police use of force. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
And other national stories, KSL is following. The Department of Homeland Security is expected to issue cybersecurity regulations for the first time ever. ABC's Aaron Katursky explains.
A forthcoming directive will mandate pipeline operators report cyber intrusions to federal agencies. This is the first cybersecurity regulation for the pipeline industry, and it follows the Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack that disrupted half the East Coast fuel supply for several days. The company faced criticism for failing to promptly report the breach, and it revealed a lack of strict cybersecurity regulations for the nation's nearly 3 million miles of pipelines.
Coming up on KSL News Radio, a proposal from the GOP to President Biden's infrastructure package. We're going to ask Lloyd Matheson what exactly this is coming up, and a look at your noontime drive.
A crash with possible injuries has blocked all southbound lanes of traffic. Redwood Road at 8700 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Steer clear of the Memorial Day backups. Get special triple team traffic updates starting at noon, both Thursday and Friday. It's on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Looking for a friendly location with room to breathe? Beatty, Nevada is safe, clean, healthy, and waiting for you. When the outdoors brings peace of mind, then Beatty is your destination. Beatty is the gateway to Death Valley National Park, 4 miles from Rhyolite Ghost Town and Titus Canyon. Experience natural beauty and adventure in outdoor activities with hundreds of miles of off-roading, mountain biking, and hiking trails. Explore ghost towns, old mining sites, amazing canyons, gorgeous geologic features, and breathtaking desert views. While in Beatty, visit the historic Beatty Museum and dine in the award-winning eateries, Mel's Diner, and the Happy Burrow. And the day's not complete without a trip to the world-famous Nut and Candy Company. Beatty has plenty of accommodations, RV parks, fuel and electric charging stations. Make Beatty your base camp for 360 degrees of affordable adventure. Peace of mind is a reality in Beatty, Nevada. Visit BeattyNevada.org.
ARUP Blood Services needs you to help supply blood for the long weekend. Donations decrease over holiday weekends. Your help is needed now. Call 801-584-5272.
Recapping our top local story this hour, 1 year since George Floyd's death, police reform advocates say a lot has changed since then, but many more changes are still needed, including more oversight of police use of force. KSL News Time, 12:38. A group of GOP senators is preparing a $1 trillion counteroffer for the White House this week. Boyd Matheson joins me now. Boyd, does this plan have a chance?
Well, it has a better chance. So we've gone, of course, the president has gone from $2.3 trillion down to a $1.7 trillion. I do think this one is significant. The Republicans' initial offer was around $500 billion. So the Republicans getting to the trillion mark is significant, I think, in terms of the negotiation. I think they're probably within the ballpark. So it is a good step. I think both sides are being able to keep on to some of their core principles in terms of what should be in this bill. And now they're only $700 billion apart. I mean, that's chump change.
Right? Just pennies on the dollar. One of the big criticisms of the Democrats' plan was how much was in it that didn't, quote unquote, meet the infrastructure, I'm doing air quotes right now, package. Does this one meet that, or is it different? Is there other stuff in there?
Still lots of air quotes to be had in terms of what infrastructure is and is not. And I think that will be the sticking point. Some of the final things they'll have to negotiate through are things like is child care infrastructure, is healthcare infrastructure, as opposed to roads, bridges, and broadband internet. So those things are still yet to be determined. I think those will be the final things that will get hammered out. Sadly, they were hoping to get this thing done before Memorial Day. Looks like they have some more hard work and heavy lifting yet to do.
Very good. Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, coming up this afternoon from 1 to 3. Let's take a look at your noontime drive now. Ricky Meese is in the KSL Traffic Center.
A crash involving a motorcycle or a bicycle, it is with injuries in West Jordan, has blocked all southbound lanes of traffic at Redwood Road at about 8700 South. Northbound, you can still get through that area, but you cannot go southbound on Redwood Road prior to 90th South. We still have the final cleanup of the earlier rollover crash. This is westbound I-80 after 2300 East. You're still going to see backups to about Foothill, and we have the cleanup of a crash with possible injuries. State Street at 1800 South. The nationally recognized team of experts at the Moran Eye Center gives you vision care you deserve, from eye exams to specialized treatments. 11 locations, MoranEyeCenter.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at your forecast now in the KSL Weather Center.
A warm, breezy day today with some increasing clouds. Temperatures getting up to near 80 for an afternoon high, and eventually mostly cloudy skies. Occasional showers possible with a cold front that moves through later this afternoon and this evening. High of 72 on Wednesday with partly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
And right now it's 69 degrees and mostly cloudy skies. KSL News Time, 12:41.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years, all in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
Hey, Scott and Alex here. Look, losing weight is the biggest challenge I've had in my life. I've lost it, I've gained it, I've lost it, I've gained it, and that's where I've been right now. And fortunately for me and Alex, we've been able to be introduced to this company called Soda, state-of-the-art weight loss, and they have an amazing program. It's easy to follow. And it works. We've been doing it for a little while here. I've lost 25 pounds in 3 weeks, and it's that good weight loss, you know, that fat weight you want to get rid of. But it's not just losing it. It's also maintaining it once you get there. You talk to a specialist who helps you out. The food's easy to prepare. And you know what? It even tastes good.
Scott said he lost 25 pounds in his first month. I'm at 18 right now here in the first little while. So we're really having the results. And you can too. You just have to follow these very specific things that are pared down for you. And so Soda is going to help you. S-O-T-A is how you spell it. State-of-the-art weight loss. SodaWeightLoss.com. If you want to get that help, just go read all the Google reviews there. SodaWeightLoss.com.
Does it feel like finding clothes and your fit is impossible? Tired of feeling overwhelmed with options that just aren't right? Let the experts at Stitch Fix do the shopping for you. At Stitch Fix, we make sure each piece is hand-selected for your life. So whether you're staying home or on the go, Stitch Fix has the answer for what to wear. We make it easy to find what works for you. Signing up takes just a few minutes, and styles are delivered directly to your door. Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix. Your style delivered.
Looking for the easiest way to sell your home? Sell it to Opendoor. With Opendoor, you can quickly get a competitive offer and close on your timeline, which makes it a lot easier if you're buying a new house at the same time. Forget double mortgages or double moves and decide when you want to sell. Just go to Opendoor.com, answer some questions about your home, and get an offer in just a few steps. That's Opendoor, the easiest way to sell your home. Get your free offer at Opendoor.com/myoffer. Offer eligibility varies. Opendoor is represented by Opendoor Brokerage, Inc., license 02061130 in California, and Opendoor Brokerage, LLC in its other markets.
KSL News Time, 12:44. With the three things you need to know this hour, I'm Lindsay Ertz. First,
officials with Intermountain Healthcare are reminding everyone to stay safe this upcoming weekend if you plan on doing some outdoor recreation. They've seen a 10% increase in trauma-related incidents already this year. I'm KSL News Radio's John Mochak.
Second, police reform advocates say a lot has to change still on the one-year anniversary of George Floyd's death. Black Lives Matter Utah President Lex Scott says the country needs passage of the George Floyd Justice Act in policing. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's southbound Redwood Road due to a crash at 8700 South. All southbound lanes are blocked to traffic. We also still have a left lane blocked with this accident, a rollover westbound I-80 after 2300 East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cold front bringing some clouds, some winds, and a few showers. I'm Brett Benson.
Right now it's 69 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top national stories now from ABC News.
At the White House, members of George Floyd's family has arrived for a private meeting with President Biden, marking 1 year since Floyd's death while in police custody. The president urging Congress to act on police reform. Press Secretary Jen Psaki earlier.
He wanted to be a private meeting because he has a personal relationship, and he wanted to hear how they're doing, give them an update on his efforts to sign a bill into law and ensure there's long overdue accountability. And, you know, I expect we'll have a readout after the meeting.
In Minneapolis, a moment of reflection at the site where Floyd died. People gathering and chanting his name.
George Floyd!
What's his name?
The governor calling for a 9-minute and 29-second pause, the length of time former police officer Derek Chauvin's knee was pinned against Floyd's neck. At today's COVID-19 response team briefing, senior advisor Andy Slavitt highlighted the U.S. has crossed a new threshold.
Today, the U.S. will hit 50% of adult Americans that are fully vaccinated.
A milestone. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Moderna says their COVID shot is safe for kids as young as 12. ABC's Michael Strahan reports on the results of clinical trials.
And the results are everything parents could hope for, 100% efficacy. Dr. Jennifer Ashton joins us now with more. Good morning, Dr. Jen. And tell us more about the results of the trials.
Good morning, Michael. So not unexpected news, but absolutely encouraging news from Moderna. Just announced minutes ago, their clinical trials in teens ages 12 to 15 showed 100% efficacy and zero serious safety signals. That's after two doses and 14 days following the second dose for the full immune protection. So this is potentially really welcoming news for millions and millions of families and really everyone.
Yeah, welcoming news indeed. Now that we know this, what the trials say, when will it actually become available to 12 to 18-year-olds?
Well, Michael, Moderna is going to submit its data to the FDA in early June, and then the FDA will independently review it and make their decision whether or not they will give it emergency use authorization. It is expected to clear, but I want to be very, very clear with this. No safety corners will be cut, and they will be evaluating all of that data very, very carefully.
All right, Dr. Jen, clear and understood. Thank you.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Time for traffic now. Ricky Meese is in the KSL Traffic Center.
Problems out there, and one is still the crash being cleared, a rollover westbound I-80 after 2300 East. Left lane still blocked and still causing some backups. Southbound lanes completely blocked due to a rollover crash with injuries involving a bike or motorcycle on Redwood Road at 8700 South. Another auto versus bike crash in downtown 7th South at about 250 West, and also the cleanup of a crash that continues State Street at 1800 South. The Scandinavian Festival, May 28th and 29th in Ephraim. Free entertainment, craft and food booths, a car show, activities for kids, competitions, a parade, and more. ScandinavianFestival.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And taking a look at your forecast, here's Brett Benson.
Weather looks pretty good all the way through the Memorial Day weekend. We're going to be in the upper 70s today, near 80 with mostly cloudy skies, breezy conditions. Cold front pushes through tonight, 72 for a high on Wednesday. Then we're back to the 80s, low 80s on Thursday, Friday at 83, 80 on Saturday. And then Sunday, Monday, few more clouds, temperatures in the low 80s. But right now it looks dry. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
And right now it's 69 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL News Time, 1249.
How would you like to pay zero taxes in retirement? Learn how you could reduce or eliminate your taxes in a free online video presentation tomorrow at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., or 7 p.m. It's hosted by Boss Retirement Solutions, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you've saved more than $200,000, reserve your front row seat now by calling 801-896-9622. In just 30 minutes, you'll learn how you could reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement, plus other strategies that could significantly grow your nest egg this year. Don't miss this free online video presentation tomorrow. Call 801-896-9622. 801-896-9622.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
The Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. The concept of optionality is critical if you're planning a career or creating a strategy for your company. A career with low optionality is a brain surgeon. Board-certified brain surgeons are really good at what they do, but the options for changing careers are really very limited. Specialty manufacturing has low optionality because it involves a production line that can't be changed to make anything else. Production lines change with the market. Careers and business strategies with high optionality mean the price of a pivot is much lower. Lower in stress and lower in cost. In low optionality careers, your life is laid out for you. But in high optionality careers, change for the better is always possible. Gain optionality in your career with an MBA from Utah State University. Learn more at HuntsmanMBA.com. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
Protect yourself and your loved ones with a free COVID-19 vaccination. Vaccinations are available for all Utahns ages 12 and older through NOMI health sites throughout the state. Register at GetMyShot.Utah.gov. That's GetMyShot.Utah.gov. Or call 801-704-5911. That's 801-704-5911 now. Appointments and walk-ups are available. The NOMI Health Team is working tirelessly to ensure access to the vaccine to get us all back to life as we knew it. Don't wait.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy. It got so bad, I couldn't do my homework. I couldn't concentrate. I absolutely refused to let any of my friends come to our house for any reason.
I would have been humiliated if anyone found out how much my dad drank and how loud my mom screamed at him. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful. The only thing that happened is my mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. Her relationship with my dad really changed. I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Al-Ateen. I wanted to see if I could have a better relationship with my dad. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Al-Ateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-Al-Anon or go to alanon.org.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
KSL News Time 12:54. A woman in Kansas finding her own way to find justice after a sexual assault. Here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
A 22-year-old woman accusing a college classmate of sexual assault now using an old Kansas law to seek justice after she said local law enforcement failed her.
Victims and survivors are minimized by the prosecutors who don't believe them.
Madison Smith says she went to police after the attack.
The county attorney did tell me that it was likely just going to be probation and nothing else, which was I was mad about because the one thing that I needed was to have the perpetrator be a registered sex offender because he is a sex offender.
So she turned to an 1887 Kansas law that allows citizens to petition for their own grand jury.
The only reason we get to do this is because we live in Kansas that has the grand jury statute.
She got the signature she needed, and now her grand jury will look at the case in September.
Rape culture is so prevalent and we need to get rid of it. And one of the ways to do that is to get our stories out there and be heard and fight the system.
For what it's worth, Sherry Preston, ABC News.
And we're watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. President Biden is signing a bill to resume cruise ship travel to Alaska. The measure will allow large cruise ships to sail directly from Washington State to Alaska without having to stop in Canada. Investors must like what Virgin Galactic is doing in space. Shares of Virgin Galactic shot up in midday trading yesterday. The airline sent two pilots into space on Saturday, positioning the company to launch paying customers within the next year. Americans are coming out of quarantine and buying everything they need to look their best. Sales of deodorant, teeth whitener, sunscreen, and alarm clocks are climbing fast. One Walmart CEO said in an interview that, quote, you can tell that the masks are coming off. I may be guilty of some of that. Your money at this moment, the Dow is down. In fact, all the markets are near flat, and down. The S&P is down less than a point. The NASDAQ is just about flat. The internet has come down hard on the woman who posted the video of herself inside a monkey habitat at the El Paso Zoo. ABC's Jim Ryan has the update.
The woman, now identified as Lucy Ray, is seen in the video giggling as she feeds two spider monkeys from her hand. El Paso Zoo Director Joe Montesano says he doesn't think she had malicious intent.
I think the trend is more for these social media posts. That seems to be what people are after, which unfortunately has ramifications beyond what they're thinking, I'm sure.
For Lucy Ray, the ramifications include losing her job at an El Paso law firm and facing the possibility of criminal charges for climbing into the primate exhibit. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.